Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, everybody say hello to Matthias.
Hey, Matthias.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're excited, except not for you. I know you're on Ghosted, and you seem like a great guy. So let's talk about your situation with Dorothy, why you're here, and why you think you might have been ghosted. Start from the beginning.
So unfortunately, honestly, guys, I just got out of a pretty long relationship, and I definitely need your help. I really don't know what I'm doing out in this new world of dating and technology. So, yeah, I'm kind of in the woods here.
Right. And you know what? That's okay. We all understand what it's like. It's a little bit tricky and difficult, whatever.
Yeah.
Explain how you met Dorothy and how that all went.
Yeah, sorry. One of my first dates from Tinder, I was actually surprised at how well it was going, and it was actually working out. We've been dating for a little bit about of a month now. Pretty consistent. We got on a bunch of dates and outings, and she just, I don't know, stopped messaging me out of nowhere, and I called her once or twice, but no call back. I'm half worried about her, but I really don't know what's going on.
Was there anything that could have led to this? Like, did you have a fight? Did you have a disagreement?
Anything get weird?
Did you espouse any weird political views?
Oh, yeah.
No, not at all. In fact, I really wanted to impress her, so I put a lot of planning into these dates. They were pretty unique. Every time we went out, each of them kind of had their own theme. I'm not sure what happened. Like I said, I've been out of the game for a while, so maybe this is totally normal, and maybe I tried too hard or something. I really don't know.
Damn, you put way more effort into dates than I do.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Themed dates.
Well,
what?
We'll figure it out.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and when we come back, we're calling.
Okay, cool.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Hey, so if you've missed it, you've missed Matthias, who seems like a really great guy. Matthias just got out of a long-term relationship. He was dating somebody named Dorothy, who he met on Tinder. He was theming all the dates, which is way more effort than I can say.
You're making everybody look bad, man.
Yeah, but she still ghosted you, and this is sort of a first for you.
Yeah, I didn't even know what that term meant until recently, actually.
Right.
Well, it's customary in modern dating now that when you do get ghosted, you call radio stations.
100%. Yeah. You did the right thing.
Yeah.
Matthias, we're going to call her, and I know that you're relatively new to our show because you hadn't even heard of Ghosted, but basically how this works is we call her, you're listening on the phone, and what happens is usually they give a very honest answer if they give us an answer. I just want you to be prepared that this answer could be harsh, so are you sure you're ready to hear it?
Yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate honesty.
Okay. All right. Then let's make the call to Dorothy.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dorothy?
This is Dorothy. Who is this?
It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. What's up?
Hi. Yeah, it's me, TJ.
I love
making it very awkward for her calling us out of the blue. Hey, Dorothy, we want to ask you a question. It's a bit invasive, but we swear it comes with good intentions. And it's about Matthias. We understand that you ghosted him. You put a lot of effort into the dates and that sort of thing. We just wanted to know if what happened.
Yeah. How do you know that?
But
I ghosted him.
We have sneaky ways.
We're omnipotent.
Okay. I guess the truth is Matthias gave me the ick. So I can no longer look at him the same way.
TikTok ick.
Yeah, the ick.
Okay, can we just explain this for people who don't know what the ick is?
So the ick is, as I understand it anyway, is something little that somebody does that just drives you crazy and you're like, I can't take this person.
Can't do it anymore.
All right.
Exactly. It's something a guy does that you can't unsee.
Okay.
And he did it on our last date, and now I am no longer attracted to him anymore.
Anytime I've ever eaten spaghetti on a date is probably giving the girl the ick.
Yeah, it might be.
Now so what was spoon. It? What was it?
Okay. We went out for Italian food on Friday.
Oh.
And he blew on his food.
Are you not supposed to do it?
Gross.
What?
Not for me.
Because it was hot.
Yeah.
How do you feel about birthday cakes?
That's different. But this was hot food and he blew on it. So that is a huge turn off, and I just cannot see it.
That's a weird one. That one's really bizarre.
I have never heard of this.
No, what strange. Was it about? What was it about the action of blowing on the food that you did not like?
It was just gross. It was big and loud and like, you know.
Did he pucker?
Yes, he puckered. He puckered his whole lip. Blew on it.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
But, like, okay, I got you have to understand that even by ick standards, this is a relatively minor infraction. Can you, was there anything else? Like, was there, oh, there was. Okay.
Yeah, let's find out all of his flaws.
Yeah, I didn't like, he sneezed, and he was way too loud. Like, so loud. It was very off-putting.
He was living.
So that's
true. Yeah, I've scared my dogs with how loud I sneeze. Okay.
People have to sneeze, though. You
know
that, right?
People really enjoy sneezing.
So, is there anything else?
Yeah, actually. He uses way too many emojis when he's texting.
Okay, I don't like that. I agree with that.
I've got the ick. I've heard that before.
Okay.
I've gotten the ick from that as well.
Okay, here's the thing, Dorothy. Matthias is on the phone listening, and I want to bring him on. I'm sorry to do this to you, but Matthias, could you please come on and
explain why you blow on your food when it's hot?
Yeah.
Hi, Dorothy. I've heard a ton of reasons why people ghost, but sneezing loudly is a new one for me.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, all of these things can be adjusted, to be honest with you. If you don't want me to blow on my food, I'll eat it when it's cooled down on my plate. And I don't have to put emojis in my text messages. Those can go out.
Oh, God.
I'll just go somewhere if I need to sneeze. I can just walk into the next room.
What are you doing here?
Really not a big deal.
The other thing is you also wear flip-flops, and I don't like that. And you have long arm hairs.
Matthias.
And I also don't like that. And you look a little bit like you have had hair.
Okay. Matthias, it sounds like her list will keep building.
Yeah.
So maybe you shouldn't, you know... Okay.
You know what? I think it's the reality is sometimes people are not attracted to other people. Is that fair?
Yeah.
And you go through every reason it can destroy their it's the ick, but that's what it's led to, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think you're being too specific.
Yeah. Stop it.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, so listen, how about we end the call here? You both seem like pretty good people.
One more than the other.
And I think it's best that we not get into the details anymore. But Matthias and Dorothy, we wish you the best going your separate ways. I'm not even going to ask if you're going to reconnect because not going to happen, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you guys finding out.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Listen, sometimes it's okay if somebody picks little things about you that they don't like. And I'll tell you why. Because if they don't address them early, then one day you're brushing your teeth next to them and they go, I don't like the way you brush your teeth.
I hate the way you breathe.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. And we got a text here from St. Catharines. Hey, I yell at my husband for sneezing so loud. I should have reassessed before marrying him. That is annoying. Listen, I don't know if everybody is a Dorothy or whatever, but I think at the end of the day, when we do pick these things out of people, I think it's because you're just not attracted to them and you're looking for excuses.
Listen, I'm the very, very neurotic one on the show. And even I thought this was a bit much from Dorothy's end.
Yeah. It was.
Like, let the guy blow on his food before he eats it. I'm sure he just doesn't want to have the roof of his mouth burned when he tries to give you a little kiss.